Good afternoon. This is Monsignor LaValle, and it's Thursday afternoon, and today the church celebrates the feast of St. John the Baptist. Actually, the feast of St. John the Baptist is tomorrow, but tomorrow we're celebrating the feast of the Sacred Heart, and that takes place and it takes preference over St. John, so he could move down a bit, but he was always moved down a bit by Christ. Let's talk about the birth of St. John the Baptist. There is only three people. We have feast days for all of the saints, for many of them, but there are only three people that in the liturgy we celebrate their birthday. One of them is our Lord, it's Christmas, and we celebrate the birthday of Our Lady on September the 8th. The other one is St. John the Baptist, the precursor of our Lord, the cousin of our Lord, the child in the womb of Elizabeth. The second joyful mystery, the visitation. After Our Lady says yes to the angel Gabriel and she conceives of Christ, we're told by St. Luke that she heads to the hill country to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who also is pregnant, and she's pregnant beyond childbearing. And so the child, when Our Lady meets Elizabeth, it's not just Mary and Elizabeth that meet. It's Jesus Christ who meets his precursor, the one that goes before him, John the Baptist. Before he was in the womb, he was known by God. That's one of the readings that we get for the feast. Before you were in the womb, I knew you. And I called you by name. And it tells us in the gospel that when our Lord in the womb of Our Lady meets John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth, it says, and he leapt for joy. He kicked at the presence of Christ. It's that John who grows into manhood, who prepares the way of the Lord. He says, no, it's not about me, it's about Christ. And when Jesus appears at the River Jordan to be baptized by John, John wants Christ to baptize him. And our Lord says, not yet, not yet, one thing at its time. And it's John who points out to all of his followers, he says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. It's the job, it's the vocation, it's the joy of John to proclaim Christ to the world. And it's John who, in professing Christ, loses his head, quite literally, at the hands of Salome, the head of John the Baptist on a platter, because he couldn't stop praising Christ. And before he gave his head, he gave his heart. It was a journey that began in the womb and today finds its fulfillment in heaven. The beautiful thing about John the Baptist is the same thing that's beautiful about every saint. What happened to them happens to us also. So let's think of that for our meditation. Think about yourself in the womb of your mother and hear the words that says, before you was in the womb, you were in the womb, I knew you. I called you by name. And you were called by name at the font of baptism in your parish church. And the first question that was asked is, what name do you give your child? And your godmother, your godfather, or your mother, or your father gave the name, your name, Mary, John, Joseph, whatever. What do you ask of the church? The same thing that was asked of John, to be the witness of Christ. You were called to be someone and to do something. And ultimately, that means surrendering to Christ. Look around your world. Not the big world, not the huge world, your world. The world that you get up to every morning and go to bed in every night. In the confines of Colchester, Winooski, Burlington, wherever, in the people you meet, in the job that you have, in the vocation that is yours and is uniquely yours. And my job and your job and my vocation and your vocation, it's the same thing. Ultimately, it is to say, behold the Lamb of God, behold Christ. And how do we do that? We do it very simply by loving the people that cross our path. It's as easy and as difficult as that is. The monks of Weston, one of their original songs by Gregory Norbert was Wherever You Go. And in that song, if you remember it, Gregory stops at one point and reflects and says, I have a message for all of you who are parts of the fabric of my life. And in it he says, in the sunset of our life, our particular thing, our something, won't matter much. But what does matter is the intensity with which we loved the people that God put in our lives. As you live the day and live tomorrow, make sure that we love and serve in such a way that with John we can say, behold the Lamb of God. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.